Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we enter another draft season. One of the standouts making their path towards that next level is a top offensive lineman from Stonehill. He was a two-time All-NEC first-teamer at tackle and center, 29 consecutive starts, 19 at tackle, 10 at center. It's none other than the team captain of the Skyhawks, David Sikowski. David, you've had a fabulous career, and now you're looking to further your football career. But how's the day treating you, my friend?
It's been a good day. I was able to begin training at Exceed Sports in Westboro, Massachusetts. So I got to be with the trainer there, be with the guys who are also going through the process and training there, and we got after it today and had a good day. So I just got back from that, and appreciate you having me on and taking the time to talk with me.
Well, we appreciate you. I mean, because, you know, in a few weeks you're going to be like, listen, I don't have time for this. So we appreciate you getting on the fresh side, I guess, of this process. I'm curious, so you go into the facility today and you're going to be getting, you know, combine prep and everything that goes into pro day. Was this one of the first, I guess, mind games? I shouldn't call it a mind game, but was this one of those first instances where it kind of really starts to sink in even more what you're about to, you know, try to pursue as a career in the National Football League?
I mean, yeah, I mean, when you put it like that, I mean, it still hasn't really sunk in for me yet, you know, because when you're doing the day-to-day grind, whether it's especially entering into this pro step of, you know, trying to figure out, you know, getting training done and just, you know, the day-to-day process and all that entails, you don't really get a chance to kind of sit back and think about it. So, it's been a really cool experience so far. And as I dive more into the training and the combine prep and getting ready for pro day, all that stuff is starting to sink in and become reality. So it's a really cool process and one I'm very thankful to be a part of.
Excellent. And I see on the bio, 6'4", 290. Is that pretty accurate? And when you kind of go through this combine pro day process, do you kind of look to maintain that or do you look to add or shed weight?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. The weight is hovering around 290 right now. So as I, you know, I feel comfortable at a weight of 290, but as I go through the training process, I'm going to try to get that number up. But a big part of my game is making sure that I still have the athleticism and agility necessary to, you know, be able to move on the field. So as I keep getting my strength and my weight up, I want to make sure I'm maintaining that athleticism as well. So as I go through this process, I'm hoping to find that balance and hopefully get some weight on while also not only maintaining but improving that athletic portion of my game.
Max, excellent. And, you know, David, you know, I go on your bio the other day and, you know, I see 6'4", 290. So I'm like, okay, he might be an agile guy. Who knows how he is? And then I was able to find your highlights. So I started watching highlights. And, I mean, I'm not saying this because you're on the show. If I was talking to my buddy at a bar right now, I'd say the same thing. I mean, dude, I mean, you really get after guys. You're tenacious. I think you play much larger than your weight. And I thought you got upfield great. I mean, you're always taking on that second blocker. And if you weren't, you were taking the guy that you were initially engaged with. You're taking him out of the play. And you run guys right off the field. I put it this way. For an offensive lineman highlight tape, I enjoy watching. I actually watched it twice. So do you get that a lot? Or do you surprise people when they say, hey, I'm 290, you think you're a light lineman. But I think when they see you play, there's a lot of physicality and toughness there.
Yeah, so I definitely think that, you know, a lot of guys, you know, if you just see me on the street or whatnot, you know, I'm, you know, naturally as a 290-pounder, I'm a big guy. But, you know, when you say you're trying to go to the NFL, a lot of the comments and stuff I get from people is, oh, you know, at 290, are you really going to be able to do it? Like, you know, you're not as big or tall as some of these, you know, guys you see on TV or whatnot. But I'm glad it pops out on tape that my athleticism and my strength, you know, a big credit goes to my offensive line coach at Stonehill College, Coach Berardelli, Dylan Berardelli. He was such a great asset for me at Stonehill, and what he was really able to work on with me on is making sure that I was able to incorporate, you know, my lower body and my upper body strength, as well as, you know, the technique of playing offensive line and kind of combining those together so that, you know, even if I am going against a bigger, stronger guy, I'm able to dominate them and, you know, still have be able to use my athleticism to get to those second level defenders and be able to be one of, in my opinion, one of the most agile guys that could be play offensive line today.
Excellent. And I agree with you. You watch those highlights and you can see, you know, up through those hips, you can just see that power coming through. And then, you know, it gets to the top of your body through the shoulders, your hand placement, and you really get, you direct those guys. You're directing them off the ball. I was very impressed. Once again, David Sikowski here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and finding what this young man brings to this 2024 NFL draft table. Now, this is a question, if the people who are familiar, they know the question's coming, but in your own words, David, if these scouts, they're breaking down your tape, they're watching your film, they're talking to your coaches, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those positive traits that they're going to say, wow, we got to bring this kid aboard the 53-man roster?
Well, I think one of the best parts of my game is the mental aspect of it. So especially this past year at Stonehill, I made the transition to center. And the big reason for that is that as I've developed as a player throughout college, I've really also developed the mental aspect of my game. So I think the film shows that, you know, alongside with my athleticism and my ability to really get off the ball and get on guys and be able to dominate the line of scrimmage in the second level, I'm also able to, you know, really understand what defenses are trying to do to us, whether that's blitzes or setting up different fronts and being able to get guys in the right position. So that's something I really think is probably the most important quality of a center is making sure you have that mental side of the game down. And I think that's something that as you watch the tape, you can see that, you know, alongside with my highlights, which is, you know, is the point of the highlight tape. I think you could also see a lot of other guys next to me who are having success on the plays. And that's because, you know, and credit to them, you know, they put the hard work in and are able to dominate as well. But I also take pride in making sure that those guys are in a good position and able to make the play. So, yeah, I think alongside my athleticism ability to get off the ball, there's also that mental aspect that jumps off the film.
Awesome. And the mental aspect you addressed, anything to add? I know NFL folks will listen in if they're interested in certain guys. Could have been the system you ran where you didn't pass block more, run more. Anything that you need to pass along that they might not see. We know you're a team captain. You could be a weight room warrior, great in the community. This is your opportunity to kind of share a little bit something that we won't see on tape, and this is your chance to kind of share it with us.
Yeah, so at Stonehill, I really enjoyed and valued the system that our offensive coaches and our offensive coordinator, Coach Moody, put in. We ran what I believe to be a really balanced offense where, you know, we look to run the ball first. So, you know, my mentality as an offensive lineman is always, you know, if we are able to run the ball, let's run it. Let's make sure we put the running back in a place where he can succeed. But at the same time, I think relating back to that mental aspect, I know situational football and when the ability is there to take shots down the field and stuff. And I think that, you know, combining that ability to, you know, have a run first mentality while also having the smarts and the wits about me to know that when to give the quarterback time to take some shots downfield. I think the mental side of my game is able to, you know, apply that to both the run and the pass games to make sure that guys are put in a chance to succeed. And I think that's something that Stonehill did a really good job of and something that I think has really sat with me in my identity as a football player.
Well said, David. Well said. Once again, David Sikowski here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Again, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download and listen to at your leisure. Let me ask you this. So at what point do you kind of get the idea that this opportunity could become fruition? You know as well as anybody that, you know, you could go off to college and it never really, you know, the game never grows. You never become the guy that you've became. You don't have an agent. You know, you're not the guy that went today to work out at a facility to get ready for a pro day and combine prep. But when do you kind of get the idea that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you this opportunity to continue playing football, David?
Bo, you know, to be completely honest with you, that's a day-to-day thing and something that, you know,
okay.
as you go through the daily grind of practice and lifting and conditioning and training, you know, whether that's in the spring, summer, or during the season, you know, it's really that credit to the body of work day in and day out where, you know, if you asked me, you know, even this time last year, if I had a chance to go in pro, I really wouldn't have been able to give you an answer. But now that I've been able to, you know, go through my grad season and see my game grow, especially at the center position, and, you know, just putting in the work day in and day out, that's something that really just came to fruition. And as the season wound up, I had some conversations with family and coaches and friends, and the opportunity seemed like it was right. It seemed like the timing was right. And it's just an opportunity I'm so thankful to have. And I'm going to keep taking that same mentality of just, you know, working every day, trying to do whatever I can, whether that's training or, you know, continuing to work on the mental aspect of my game or, you know, whatever else the process entails in order to put me in a position to succeed and hopefully have a chance to play at the next level.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I know we talked about that center, the tackle switch. How did that come about in terms of, you know, the, you making a positional change and not only making it, but succeeding very well at it?
Yeah, so last year, my senior year, I had some reps at center in practice, and I actually had an opportunity to play half a game at center. So I was already familiar with the position, and though I was playing tackle, I was getting some reps there. And at the end of last season, after some conversations with the coaches, we felt that the move for me to go to center was the right decision for the team for myself. So as I went into this season, I was the starting center, and that's where I started all 10 games. And I was so thankful for the coaches because they still allowed me to get some reps at tackle and guard in practice, and it ended up paying off because due to injuries and a couple other circumstances, there were some times during games where I had to switch to right tackle and also left tackle. So being able to have that versatility of practice and work on pretty much all five positions in practice, it really paid off for the games because I was able to have that versatility and flexibility where I'm not only just a center or just a tackle. I felt like I played extremely well at tackle. I felt like I played even better at center. And I really am in a position to confidently say that, you know, I feel like I could play all five positions on the offensive line.
That's excellent. And being that center, we know you're kind of like the eyes and ears of the quarterback. Did that help you as well in terms of just understanding more about what the defense is bringing and being able to kind of, you know, direct guys and get everybody really on the same page before that ball's getting snapped?
Yeah, absolutely. So I felt like I had a good grasp at tackle of the game of football. But, you know, when you get put to center, like you said, you know, you're kind of the leader of the offensive line. You're trying to make sure the quarterback puts himself in a good position in pass protection. And, you know, in the run game, since you're making, you know, calling out the Mike backer or making the point of the play, you know, you really need to be on top of your stuff so that way all guys could be in a position to succeed. So throughout the offseason, that was something me and my coaches really worked on was getting into the film, you know, understanding not only different offensive linemen's responsibility, but understand what the quarterback has to do, what the running back has to do, what receivers have to do, and also what different defensive fronts, different defensive alignments mean and how that could affect each and every play. So, I mean, definitely no doubt about it, this offseason, the biggest growth in terms of my game was the mental aspect of it. And, you know, I think that helped me greatly as a player because it really slowed down the game for me at center where, you know, even though I'm taking on more of a responsibility in terms of calls at center, I still felt like the game slowed down for me. And I think that showed up on the film where I was just able to get off the ball and just dominate people on the line of scrimmage and the second level.
There, you got to love making a positional switch and then even feel more comfortable and have the success. David, we are almost out of time, but we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, now, Coach Gardner, he's been there a long time. Does he have any pet peeves during practice? Is there absolutely something you will not or should not do during practice?
That's being not locked in the practice. Coach Gardner always harps it. He wants you locked in at all times, and especially if you make a mental error that he went over before, whether it's in meetings or, you know, during walkthrough. if you make that same mental error again and he knows it's because you weren't paying attention, he's going to get into you. So, yeah, I would say that's definitely his thing.
How about this one? I reserve this for the offensive linemen. Usually you guys are the bigger, brawnier guys on the roster. Who's the biggest eater amongst the Skyhawks offensive linemen, and what's the most impressive meal you've seen them put down?
Oh, that's a tough one. A guy that sticks out in my mind is Eric Meslin. Eric Meslin's big guy who definitely came to meetings with different snacks and meals and stuff. and in terms of an actual meal that someone ate, I'm not really sure off the top of my head, but I'm sure that some of the offensive linemen had some interesting meals on road trips, especially making stops at the rest stops, getting milkshakes and fries and stuff. So, yeah, I would definitely say one of those road trip meals was definitely the most interesting.
Fair enough. And this one I share for everybody as the final question, and it's kind of sticking to meals. When draft weekend rolls around, you're waiting to hear your name, find out where you're going to sign. As a celebratory meal, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this football journey?
I'm fortunate enough where my mother and father really split the responsibility of making the food, especially when I was a kid growing up. So I think one of the best meals is my dad really is good at making burgers and hot dogs and other barbecued food. So I'm hoping that on that day, if we're sitting around at the house, we're able to have some of those good burgers with the good spices on it and, you know, have a nice meal together and celebrate, hopefully, entering into the NFL.
I hope that's the case. David, listen, you're an absolute blast to have on. We wish you nothing but success moving forward. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. But stay, again, just stay hungry as you make your path towards this thing, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on, Bo, and I really had fun talking with you, and I really appreciate having the chance to speak with you. So thank you, and thank you to all the listeners as well for tuning in.
Excellent stuff. Once again, David Sikowski, the standout from Stonehill, the Skyhawks' dominant offensive lineman, two-time All-Northeast first team at tackle and at center. And you got to love how this kid makes the transition, and he just makes it so smooth that he actually enhances and improves what he's already built on at his tackle career. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.